Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and consistently make progress toward your goals. When revenue pressure increases, do you protect leadership time or replace it with client meetings? As your business grows and you hire team members to drive revenue, protecting leadership time is critical if you want to get the results you desire from these team members. In last week's Think Like a CEO episode, Darren Blonsky talked about how he had to evolve going from a team of him and an assistant to a team of 38. That kind of growth forces you to see your role differently. You're no longer just responsible for producing results. You're responsible for developing the people who produce results. And that requires patience, repetition, clear expectations, and consistent development conversations. It requires you dedicate time to focused leadership. I've been having conversations with several clients lately who have hired team members to drive revenue. And one theme I'm noticing is how difficult it is to carve out the time to develop these team members. Payroll has just increased, expenses feel real, and the pressure to keep generating revenue hasn't gone away yet with the new hire. If anything, the pressure feels heavier. This creates tension between dedicating time to development and production. It's very tempting to take on more client meetings, reschedule one-on-ones, and think, I'll coach them next week. In the moment, it feels like the right thing to do to drive revenue, but over time, it keeps you in production mode and delays your team's ability to multiply revenue. As your team grows, it's important to remember that the skills that build revenue are not the same skills that multiply it. When you're in builder mode, results are driven by effort. Your calendar is full and you're personally driving revenue and you're likely doing most things in the business. If you hire, it's often an administrative hire. You can delegate tasks and move on because when you delegate admin, you're usually handing off something procedural. There's a checklist, there's a process, and if it's done slightly differently than you would have done it, it might be inconvenient or frustrating, but it doesn't fundamentally change the trajectory of the business. But revenue delegation is different. Income and client relationships are directly impacted, so the margin for error is smaller. These conversations require judgment, timing, and nuance, and they shape how your business grows, how clients experience your firm, and how predictable your results feel, which means you can't just hand off this work or delegate this work and hope it works. We often overestimate the results a new hire will generate immediately and underestimate the effort required to develop them. When you hire someone into a revenue role, you're not just transferring tasks. You're asking someone to step into something that likely took you years to grow into, which is why it's so important that you keep your one-on-one meetings and protect your time to develop your team members. Think about what it actually took for you to get good at driving revenue. You didn't just wake up one day confident in client conversations. You had to figure out how to handle objections and deal with rejection. You had to work through your own limiting beliefs. There was a learning curve and awkward conversations and moments you second-guessed yourself. So why would it be any different for the person you're delegating to? If you had to grow into this role, they will too, and they need your coaching and support to do it. Spending time with your team members to set expectations, role play language, and work through limiting beliefs is important. The more someone is coached through real scenarios, the more their confidence will grow. And that kind of growth only happens if you, the leader, create space for it. Most leaders know they need to develop their people, but the moment they start to think about training, it feels overwhelming. It sounds like hours off site or days away from the business. At the exact moment, they feel that increased revenue pressure. Developing someone in a revenue role is less about big blocks of time and more about consistency. Sitting down regularly and walking through real life examples, debriefing what worked and what didn't work. These shorter focused conversations that happen again and again will compound over time. And when you start doing that, you may notice that your one-on-one conversations can't just be casual check-ins anymore. They need structure and intention to move production forward. It's often more comfortable to just take the client meeting yourself, to stay in the role you know you're good at and to control the outcome. Coaching someone else takes patience and it can feel slower and less certain. But the moment you choose to develop someone instead of stepping in to do it yourself, you're shifting roles. You're moving from being the primary producer to building someone who can produce. That's the beginning of thinking like a CEO. Take a moment to decide how you will apply today's insight. What is one priority, decision, or action you will follow through on to consistently make progress toward your goals? This is where real results come from. If this episode was useful, follow Elite Achievement to continue building clarity and execution into how you work.